Hi, my name is Sean Dubois, and I'm here to ask the question, can we make WebRTC easier? Before we get into that, this is my background in the RTC space. First off, I started the PyOn project, which is a collection of Go RTC libraries. They're designed to be building blocks to build your vision. The idea is that PyOn fits into your existing system. We want it to be flexible, and it's a community-owned and non-commercial. The first project was PyOn WebRTC, which is a pure connection API in pure Go. It's the API as you expect in the browser. You call create offer, you call add track, you create answer, and then instead of having a tightly coupled media pipeline, instead you control it. So we provide PyOn media devices so you can call get user media like you expect, but we also provide other ways, like you can, you know, read from a file, or you can bridge with RTMP or RTSP. We also provide a setting engine, which allows you to set like proprietary PyOn specific options. You know, you can control MDNS and other things like that. And then the last concept that is specific to PyOn is interceptors. So you can actually set your own congestion controller. You can set your own NACs. It's basically pluggable RTP and RTCP pipelines. If you're familiar with GStreamer, that the design is heavily influenced by that. Two other major libraries, we wrote a Tern as an API in pure Go. So it's both a Tern server and a Tern client that you can embed in existing applications. It's a library. So you get callbacks for authentication. So you can plug into your existing auth systems. It's not tightly coupled with Redis or an existing SQL server. You can bring your own logger. You can run Tern and HTTPS on the same port by reading the first couple bytes and then demuxing and deciding which way to go. Or you can embed Tern in an existing application. And then one of our biggest projects is ION, which is a cluster-based system for building real-time communication. So the idea is that you have a Docker container for each one of your processes. So you can have an SFU instance, you can have an AVP instance, which processes real-time media, or a live instance, which does the protocol bridging, SIP, RTMP, HLS. And then the more recent project I've been working on is WebRTC for the Curious. It's an open source book on how WebRTC really works. It's not just about like calling the JavaScript APIs, but it's a deep dive on the protocols and how WebRTC actually works. I'm also working on getting interviews with the RFC authors. I was lucky enough to talk with Ron Frederick, one of the co-authors of RTP. I haven't been able to talk to anyone else yet, but if you do know them, I appreciate a shout out and like convince them to give a little email exchange. It's super important to get that history. And then WebRTC in practice. We want to like teach people how to debug. It's a shame that people have to relearn this stuff. So the first half of this talk is informed by questions that I've been asked.